You're on the Mike and Abe show, and Mike, where you been?
Where have I been? I'll tell you, I've been running around the streets of New York, enjoying the summertime. Yesterday, there was the big gay pride parade, so I'll tell you one thing. Years ago, people poo-pooed the gay pride parade, but I think any cabbie, including the guy who helps me on the weekend, working gay pride parade in New York City, the guy's still rolling. He said it was nonstop on a Sunday night, and he sounds like a kid, I don't want to say a kid in the candy store, but, you know, he's apparently rolling in dough, courtesy of the gay pride parade.
Well, Gay Day has always been payday, and I think, you know, and I first heard that expression from you many years ago, okay?
That's right.
You know, we're you know, I mean, all of the gay community from all over the world comes to New York on that last Sunday in June, and busy. As they used to say, you got to beat them off with a stick because it's so busy, you can't break away from the business.
Beat them off with a stick. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Well, yeah. Well, that's sort of a driver I used to have used to say. The late, what was his name? Bob Hayden. Okay, going back to the 1970s, he used to talk about business and say, you got to beat them off with a stick. It's so busy, you can't get them out of the cab. All right, the doors open, and when the door closes, somebody's already in it. Right?
That's right.
Okay. So listen, we were talking yesterday. What were some of the things we were talking about? Where I had to stop.
Well, one thing obviously the big thing they're talking about was the 12-hour rule for cabbies.
Mm-hmm.
Which historically, you know, a lot of guys, I'm not going to mention names, but a lot of guys through the years in this business love working double shifts. And to the general public, it's like, oh my God, you're working so much. It's like, no. Listen, if you go an hour to work, an hour from work, blah, 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 the average person works 10 hours a day anyway. And what a lot of people don't understand is a lot of these cabbies, they'll catch the morning rush hour. They'll go home, they'll eat lunch, then they'll take a nap for 3 hours. So it's not like they're physically behind the wheel every waking moment driving a cab. I mean, granted, some do, which I think they're out of their minds. But there are a lot of cabbies who just have a routine of over the course of the workday, you know, they catch two rush hours. I mean, there are some guys who own their medallions. They catch the morning rush, they catch the evening rush, and over the course of the day, let's say over the course of 15, 16 hours, they're involved with the cab, but they're not physically driving the cab. And in fact, a lot of them are taking a nap for 4 or 5 hours here and there. So they're not shot, you know, like physically.
Well, if you listen to the, did you watch the meeting? I asked you to watch the meeting, the TLC
yes.
meeting. Well, Mirajashi emphasized the fact that they're not limiting you to a straight 12 hours. They're limiting you to the time that you're actually engaged with passengers in those 12 hours, okay?
Right.
So any time off is deducted. You can only drive 12 hours in a 24-hour period, okay?
Well, this was the big epiphany I found, and I'll tell you these people listening in. You got this guy. I'm going to erect a bronze statue of Abe in Times Square, because the things you've done with this website has been outstanding. And you didn't do it overnight, but you just kept, like money in the bank, you just kept putting in $5 a week, $10 a week. Now, I'm looking at the site that you created, and it's 100,000 people have seen the site. We have video content, we have articles, we have message board, you got ads. My God, it's like I don't even know who you are anymore.
Well, I'm the same guy that started the website a year and 6-7 months ago. Okay,
you're a late bloomer. You are a late bloomer in the geek world. I gotta tell you.
Well, what I do is I work on it every day. Okay, this is my job.
Well, I mean, you do a little bit here and there. Yeah, you just like chip away. You know?
Yeah. Well, how do you like the way I rearranged that centerpiece?
That's great. That's a pro look. That's a pro look, my friend. That looks very good.
Yeah, well, you know, in the Army, they used to call that dress right dress. Okay, it's a military term for having everything in line and in order, such right. as when you're in formation marching, you know.
Well, I usually just dress left. I mean, was it dress right, left?
Dress right, dress.
Dress right, dress. Now, is that the same as dressing left, or that's something else?
No, that's a new term I've heard. Dressing left is being a slob, I think.
No, dressing left is make sure all your ducks are in a row. That's a dress left.
Okay. But anyway, getting back to there was some very, very harsh and meaningful objections to the rules at the meeting. You told me last night you were going to watch the meeting. Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. I watched like 60% of it, which for me was great.
Well, there was one person that spoke at the meeting. Many people spoke. Nat Goldbetter spoke, and he's a very experienced, extremely experienced in the taxi industry. And he pretty much laid it on the line about the seventh day. Okay, why should drivers have to take off on the seventh day if they need to work that day and they're rested? It made absolutely no sense to limit them to 6 days, right? Okay, there was another woman that spoke. Her name was Placida Robinson. Okay, and she practically, this woman is angry. Okay, and for good cause. For good cause, she's displayed her anger. And basically, what she's saying is, hey, look, if you're going to screw me out of what I bought, then give me back my money. Okay.
Well, this is true. But I mean, I still am in shock at how good the site looks. I'm sorry to interrupt this with the show, but man, as a cabbie who is still on the road and make my living from driving a cab, we really needed this site. So you're heaven sent with this whole deal. And like you said, these people who are just checking this thing now, you can literally invest a little time at the airport on your iPod or what have you. And just you can go through the site and it's one-stop shopping. You have every issue is pretty much covered. We even have Taxi Dave's Taxi Insider paper as a PDF. And we also have international stories for other cabbies around the world as well.
I added a video this morning. I received in the an email, okay, from the people that produced it. Okay, it's of the rally last week. Okay, which I already had a few videos of the rally, and you can see a link for that on the front page. Okay, and it's a very well produced professional video, and I know you haven't watched it yet because I just put it up there. Okay. Everybody should watch this video, okay? I sent a copy to our friends at the TLC, okay? So that I like to make sure that they get to see things that are meant for them to see, okay? So I do send notices out to some of my contacts at the TLC, so that to make sure that they do see these things. Okay, because what's the point of screaming if you're not going to be heard?
Exactly. That's the way I live my life.
Well,
But now that's the other good thing. That's the other good thing. Now we have a website where they can hear me scream and they can hear you scream. And we scream for the masses. We just don't scream for ourselves on this website. So that's great. So, all right. Now the other thing is, I saw the video with the taxi commission chairperson Yoshi, and she brought up a good point where it sounded like in that clip that she is in fact leaning on what the spirit of the law should be with the 12-hour rule. It's like you should have an aggregate thing where you shouldn't be working more than 12 hours with people, like what you said, you know. But
Well,
then, it flies. Let me finish.
go
But
ahead.
then it flies in the face of a guy who just only goes to Kennedy, and the trip from Kennedy to the city, let's say 45 minutes, over the course of 24 hours, you can work only like 6 or 7 hours if you're just doing exclusive Kennedy Airport jobs. So somewhere there has to be a common sense thing, because you can't. I really, I know there are guys who work like 18 and 20 hours, and God bless them if they can. But there are some guys who try to do it and they can't. And that's what the 6 o'clock news is all about. So we don't want to have that.
Well, look, it all boils down to one thing, Mike. Okay, money. All right. I mean, everybody knows this. Okay, nobody's talking about it. All right. It's been almost 4 years since our last fare increase,
Thank
right?
you.
It was in
Thank you.
September of 2012, while I was still driving. Okay, so I caught a little piece of that fare increase back then. Okay, it was shortly after that that I stopped. All right, and what is the problem here? A 20% increase. Okay, which isn't really a lot of money. Okay, for every $5 you add a dollar. What's the big deal? All right, so if every $5 becomes $6. Okay, every $50 becomes $60. That would make a very big difference in how things are going. Okay, and it will allow the drivers to not have a conflict within themselves about whether they should keep driving or stop. Okay.
Well, this is another thing that you brought up a while back, and for years it's been the case with the group ride. I mean, they always try and chisel us on a group ride, and it's like, okay, well, the fare increase politically might be scary, but you can get $10 ahead at the Javits Center. You can get $10 ahead at Yankee Stadium, $10 ahead at Shea Stadium, maybe $10 ahead at the terminals going to some areas of the city. So aside from putting money on the meter, the TLC, for some reason, is very non-existent when it comes to organizing a good group rider for cabbies and passengers. That in essence, the passengers will pay half, and the cabbies will make double. So what's the problem?
That's what I want to know.
I mean, this
Well,
goes back for years,
I know.
and it's like, why is it this constant thing about chiseling the cabbies, especially with a group ride? Like, if you got a $20 fare, I had this nice young lady coming up from Battery, and she's going to 96. It was like a home run. It's like, and you always lecture me about going out to the airport empty. So I said, okay. So I got a 60-second in New York going down to the Battery, which was great. Then I got a Battery Park going up to 92nd in New York, which is straight shot, no traffic. It was like $35 I made in 20 minutes. That's better than an airport right there. That round trip, I made the
Absolutely.
same money as Kennedy Air, same money as Kennedy Airport in maybe 45 minutes. And I asked this lady, I said, well, do you ever try and get somebody? She go, oh, I try and get people all the time, but I can't find anybody to share the cab. So this poor girl, who was probably doing okay, but still, $26 a day to go home every day, as opposed to her paying, let's say, $15 with two other people, and the cabbie would make double. I mean, that is an available option that everybody would love. They don't do it at the TLC. And the other thing was with these baseball games and these concerts, you got tens of thousands of people coming out of a baseball game at Yankee Stadium, coming out of a baseball game at Shea Stadium, coming out of a concert on Randall's Island, which is like basically the middle of nowhere. Why don't they do a group ride where it'll be incentivized for the cabbies to go and get these people? I mean, well, these poor people come out of these concerts and ball games, they just fall into the laps of these gypsy cab hustlers. I mean, this is something the TLC should do, which would be beneficial to everybody, and they'll do it. In fact, they've never done it, and I just want to know why they don't do this.
Well, that's a good question, and something, it wouldn't be that difficult, and it's really not fair for them to put a cap on the number of hours you can drive without exploring ways for cab drivers to make additional money. Okay, within that 12-hour cap. All right,
Well, this is what
yeah.
you have a great point, because it's like, if you're going to tell me I got to work less hours, fine. You want to play 20 questions why I'm working so much? Because I don't have any money. That's my part.
Well, that's all it is. It's all about money. Nobody wants to work more time than it takes to make the money that they need.
Correct.
Okay? It's I used to when I back in the 1970s, there was a guy in the fleet garage that used to say to me, see, I go out and I get it over with as fast as I can. He used to say, because I want to go back home. I don't want to be in that cab for 18, 20 hours. I want to get it over with in 6 hours, he says. I mean, exactly what he was referring to, I'll never know. But the idea was make your money as fast as you can, get it over with, and go home and rest. Okay? No cab driver should have to work more than 9 or 10 hours. Okay?
Well, that's me. I mean, I'm like the antithesis of the 12-hour rule. It's like I pretty much, I what I do. I mean, I go out and take the cab basically, I do not know how these cabbies deal with the morning rush hour. I've never wanted to do the morning rush hour. Maybe sometimes I'll do it, but it's such a grind. So me, I usually start around 11 or 12, and I do my 12 hours in a different window. I go from like noon to midnight, or like 11 to 11. And for me, I make more money with that window of 12 hours, because it's all pretty much peak hours, versus waking up in the morning, going to a cab garage every day. There are just some ways to do this. And you back in the days had a very good system where you'd knock it out in one day. You had like 2 days. You were Sunday and Thursday back in your
Right,
heyday,
that's
right?
right. And I was done.
You were done.
I was
Now,
done.
did you ever like work every single day when you were driving?
Well, yes. There were times when I first began in the business when I did that. And I remember one time working 7 days in a row or 8 days in a row and thinking to myself, this is not a way to live. Okay, and the way I interpreted that was, if all you're doing is driving a taxi, regardless of what money, how much money you're making, if all you do is drive a taxi every day, then the taxi is using you. If you
Right.
work a day and take a day off, or work a day and take 2 days off, right, then you're using the taxi.
Right.
Okay, you want to use that taxi to make the money that you need. You don't want to be in a position where the taxi is using you.
Right.
Okay?
Well, that's the other thing. That's the other lesson I learned is this is like I did a deal where I got a weekly cab now, and I have a great weekend driver who just loves working like you worked, except on the weekend. He just like
Right.
nests in the cab on from Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and he brings it back. Probably going to bring it back soon, I hope. But he works all weekend. And he doesn't do anything else during the week. He just goes nuts on the weekend. That's all.
Well, with these new rules that have passed, he could still do that, but he's going to have to not work more than 12 hours in any 24-hour period, and he's going to have to take off 8 hours before the clock restarts.
Right. No, I've talked to him about this, and I said, we'll work it out. So it's like he'll still be able to take the cab home, but it jumps back to me to throw him a few hours to keep him paying what he always pays, except me giving him some off-peak hours during the week sometime. You see what I'm saying? Like he'll take a Friday, but I told him, I said, listen, you got to be careful of your time now because they're cracking down, and they're cracking down because some freaking guy who's 1,000 years old hit a Spanish granny in
You
Harlem,
know,
and then once that happened, oh, help her.
let me point something out. That happens not only to people like that, it happened to somebody in their fourth hour of work.
That's true, but I
You
mean,
know, no. I think
it's
that
not.
I don't think that fatigue was the cause of that. Okay, and to blame it on fatigue and to use this as an excuse to keep cab drivers off the road for hours above what they consider a limit, it doesn't make sense to me. Okay,
Right.
and some of the
All right.
things that were pointed out at that meeting last week was, hey, and the New York Post even ran an article like this saying, hey, we know when to stop. Okay, and I always knew when to stop. Okay,
Right.
believe me, if I ever felt like I was getting sleepy, I was off that road in a heartbeat. All right,
Yeah.
because
Well, let me just before I
yeah.
forget, you tell me, I mean, right now you just drove a round trip recently on vacation to Florida. So, I mean, you said it was nothing.
It
I mean,
was
because it was like old time.
two double shifts.
Yeah. And you knew when to pull the plug, but you said it was just like old times with the cab.
Look, I it's then it's just it's a it's not a problem. It's a piece of cake, all right? 12 and 12, okay? And I didn't drive 12 straight. I took off for to eat, and I even pulled over a couple of times to grab a quick nap, okay? Just to
Yeah.
refresh
Not
myself, all right?
when. So I mean, but not when the car was moving, right?
Of course not. I mean, I just I McDonald's is very good for things like that.
It is.
You could pull in. I love McDonald's. They have great bathrooms. They have great parking lots. Okay. Unfortunately, I think they removed the McDonald's on 10th Avenue. Am I not mistaken?
Well, it's on the way out, yes.
Yeah. And you got the McDonald's on 125th Street in Broadway. They're still there?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
In fact, not only is that 125th Street and Broadway McDonald's still there, but every time you look at the news, there's some guy getting busted for drugs in the parking lot at that McDonald's. I
Well,
don't know why they
I'm
keep
not
getting busted there.
suggesting that you go there to buy drugs. I'm only suggesting that you go to their parking lot sometimes and maybe close your eyes for 20 minutes. All right? You know? look.
Exactly.
Look, sometimes 7 minutes of sleep or 8 minutes of sleep brings you to a point where you can drive for another 3, 4 hours. Okay?
Yes.
All right? Look,
Oh,
look, look,
I'm the
look. Let,
king of
let,
the of the power nap.
yeah, let, but let me say this. Look, what the TLC is trying to do is not wrong. Okay? It's just that they should give the drivers some credit for knowing their abilities. If a driver has an accident and it's found out that, and not everybody gets, it's like they're saying that no matter what, people are going to get killed if you stay out there all these hours. Well, that hasn't been happening. It happened one time, and you don't even know if fatigue was the reason. Okay? All right? Let the drivers, know their limits. We're human beings. We're not stupid. All right? Nobody's out there driving. Nobody's out there driving tired. Okay? Or in a situation where they've lost their ability to reflex. Okay? All right?
Well,
And drivers need to drive extra hours sometimes to pay their bills. Okay?
Exactly.
I
And
mean,
I think, like
yeah.
I said, what the taxi commission should do, jumping back to it, taxi commission has to figure out a way to put more money in the drivers' pockets because the taxi owners will benefit if they have drivers coming in making more money. I mean, see, you get it. I mean, some of these fleet owners, and not all of them, but there are a few fleet owners in the taxi business
Yeah.
who are just pigs. I mean, they are just sucking the cabbie blood dry every chance they get. And they could give, since we're on the air, they could give a spit how much the cabbies are making. They're like sweatshop slave owners, a few of them. All right, some of them are good, like happy-go-lucky guys. And I think the guys who are good who have been in the business for a while, but you got a few young, rascals in the mix now who just, I don't know if they go to the casino every 5 minutes, but they're always trying to screw the cab drivers. And I think what we have to learn as an industry is that the cabbies have to make money. If the cabbies make money, you get professional service, you get career drivers, you get happy passengers, and the business is booming. But if you get these quick buck artists constantly screwing cabbies, then nothing happens. And I'll tell you, it's up to the taxi commission to get a group ride thing going where the cabbie can make money, because all they have to do is go to the meter shop, and we have the technology now where you can just pop on a group ride rate. They have all this like different settings you can do. It would take nothing. And I'm going to ask Chairperson Yoshi the next time I see her. I say, hey, all this stuff about a fare increase, give me a decent group ride. I'll make money. I'll go to the Javits Center. They always tell you on the internet machine in the cab, oh, cabs are needed at the Javits Center. It's like, that's nice. I'm going to drive 15 minutes, get stuck in traffic to pick up $5. Be my guest, you first. And the people at the Javits Center get ripped off by crooks instead of legal cabbies. It's ridiculous.
Well, they're going to have to get rid of those illegal cabbies, okay? For it to work, all right? Because, that's a prime location for poaching.
Now, back when you were driving,
Yes.
what was your worst situation on the street with a, because I know you're a hellraiser, and I know you lose your mind when it comes to somebody stealing from you on the streets. So, what was your worst event with a gypsy cab guy stealing from you?
I never really got into any altercations with any of these guys. All right? It would happen, and sometimes I would warn the passengers that they're getting into an illegal car when I would see that happening, but I never had any altercations with them. Okay? You know,
Whatever.
no, never. Okay? What's the point? I mean,
Well,
it didn't make me feel good when I would see a gypsy cab stealing a fare that should be mine. Okay, especially in the boroughs. Especially in the boroughs, it bothered me. Okay, Queens Boulevard, the Northern Boulevard, 31st Street. Okay, I remember the first time I saw a livery car picking up a street hail on 31st Street in Astoria, and I thought to myself, what is going on here? I'm about to pick someone up, and then this guy swoops in and picks up my fare. They can't argue that there was no yellow cabs there because I was there. Okay? So where's and that's the argument that they've always made. Well, there were no yellow cabs. Well, how about what the times then when I was there and you did it? Okay?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'll tell you, well, just in general, I just cut for a second. I think we have like a little beeping thing on the phone. Are you getting that? Like a little ee-ee.
Yeah, that's coming from my computer, and I don't understand why. I've been trying to figure that out. Okay?
I thought it was like a beeping sound effect for the show. Like you want like a little
No,
background
I
like
didn't
beeping.
do that. No,
Oh.
it's some mystery that my computer is creating. Okay? We are, for those who don't understand, we're doing this phone call. Mike is in New York and I'm somewhere else.
Off site.
Somewhere I'm in the United States, okay? And we're doing this phone call through a computer hookup. Okay? All right, we're not doing it
Well,
with the old-fashioned Bell telephone. Okay, if those of you who remember the ones that you used to dial, right? The word dial has never left the phone business, because even now with cell phones where you have the pad that you touch, right? They still say dial this number. Okay, so for you younger folks out there who never saw a dial phone, okay, that's where that came from. All right, because it's not dial anymore. It's put this number in. Right?
Oh, before I forget,
Yeah.
the Brexit with the UK and London. Now, all this drama, they said that the pound went down. And it's interesting with the cabs, when they say all this recession and the pound is going down and
Yeah.
the UK is, the yellow cab does pretty good during a recession. I
I
think we're
I
like an
I
opposite world.
I have re I have noticed that over the years that what happens is people lose jobs and they want to drive, okay? And it gets busier for the cabs for some reason. People still have money to spend, okay? So you could explain that to me because I could never explain it or understand
Well,
it.
I think what happens is first of all, in a recession, people got to tighten their belt. And what they're not going to do is pay surge pricing to Uber during a recession. They're not going to drink a $4 cup of coffee. And I think the yellow cab is like in opposite world. When there's prosperity in the economy, I think a lot of the cabbies move on to other things. They get hotel jobs, they get restaurant jobs, they work with their brother in the store, or blah, blah, blah. When everything contracts, you can always renew your taxi license to jump into a cab and go to work. So I think as much as prosperity is probably good for the world, a recession is not a train wreck for the yellow cab business, because that means I've seen it over the years where they say, oh, the recession is horrible. And I'm sitting in a cab rolling and dough. I'm saying, well, it doesn't seem like as a great cab driver said, give me more. If this is the recession, give me more.
Yeah, I agree with
So we
that.
shall see. Because right now, since they call it Brexit, like Britain exit from the European Union, now Friday the stock market went down 600 points. I'm looking at how the stock market went down 300, so that's 1,000 points between 2 days since the UK left the European Union. But I was talking to a cabbie in London. He said the tourists are coming in droves now. I mean, there's like plane loads filled with tourists who want the cheap deal because the pound in London just went down by like 15%. So you got people pouring into London. So the cabbies are going to be rolling in dough. The hotels are going to be booked solid. The little local shops and bars are going to be stuffed with tourists. So at the end of the day, okay, your dollar, your English pound went down 15%. But if you're getting 40% more business because it went down 15%, and I remember here in New York, not to belabor the point, when our dollar was we had a weak dollar for a while there, where it was on par with the Canadian dollar, and it was a very weak dollar across the world. Man, business for the yellow cab was booming. We had people from Canada all over the world just pouring in to take advantage of the cheap dollar. So, but I mean, at the one hand, you wonder where you are at the end of the day, but I think the yellow cab, if there's this so-called recession on the way, we're going to be sitting pretty.
Well, this is
And that's
what
not easy.
if this is has it if this is wrong, then I want to be right. No, so it was, if this is right, if this is wrong, then I want to be wrong, something like that,
I don't.
if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's what I'm thinking of, that song,
There's got to be. Oh, by the way, there's another taxi radio guy in London wants to us to come on his show. So, should I roll out the mat and say, like, reciprocity? He can come on our show?
Sure, but we have to make a three-way call to do that.
We can do that. So it's and plus he well they're like 6 hours ahead, so we have to figure the math on that deal.
Well, I can't. I already told you that I can't make a three-way call on my computer. So you have to make the three-way call.
I'd have to make a few calls. Okay,
Yeah,
so
something that.
or we could or
So,
we could or I could fly down to where you are, and then we could fly to London for the day, and then just fly right back. You want to do that?
You got me. You paying the plane fare?
Would you do
No, which we could do it over the phone. I don't have to go to London. Okay.
You've never been to London?
No, I've never been to London. No, actually, it would be exciting. Okay.
Right.
All right, but
Well,
I
I'll
don't
tell
like
you.
flying, so we're gonna have to take a boat.
Well,
Okay.
even when you were in the service, when you were in the service, you never went to London?
Nope. I was
No.
nope. I stayed in the United States the whole time.
That's
This
really.
is during the Vietnam War, the late 60s of the Vietnam War, 68 to 70, and they didn't send me to Vietnam. I guess they thought I was
Oh,
too
okay.
va they must have thought I was too valuable.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You kept our country safe. I mean, they didn't take over. That's because you were here.
Okay, if you want to give me credit for that, I'll take it. All right.
Take credit for anything, yes.
So listen, Mike, what else? It's been three weeks since we did a show. Okay.
Yeah.
What else we got to
Well,
talk? Tell me what your experience is at the rally.
oh, the big demonstration, the big
Yeah,
rally at City Hall.
get to
Well,
that.
here's the thing. They had a big rally at City Hall, and they're talking about the equal rights for all the sectors of the industry for wheelchair accessible vehicles. Because right
Right.
now and in my opinion, they've been demonizing the yellow cab. Oh, you don't take out people that wear it. It's like bull loney, because we've always picked up people in wheelchairs. And a little bit of information came out. While they're pounding away at the yellow cab drivers with this wheelchair issue, apparently nobody else, not nobody else, but a lot of the folks who are supposed to be picking up wheelchair people aren't. Should I say Uber? Uber doesn't have one car outfitted for wheelchair accessible vehicles. Not one. Not that I've seen. And they
Well,
were talking about at City Hall, there was a big rally. Like, they're forcing yellow cab drivers to get these wheelchair accessible vehicles. They've started paying them a little bit more for picking up wheelchair passengers. What about the other sector of the industry? Why are they constantly getting us to do stuff, and everybody else gets to hide? They get to hide in the tall grass, and they don't do anything. So that was a big part of it. And also, just in general, the issues about Uber with the nonsense with Uber that's going on all the time, and other stuff at City Hall, and trying to get some of these politicians to listen. Because it's been, I mean, unfortunately, this is the only time people listen to the yellow cab drivers is when there's a big demonstration. So that's just the nature of the beast. So now we're finally getting some traction on that. And I want to thank our pal Taxi Dave and all the folks who organized it. What was one of the organizers for the wheelchair folks?
That was the NYETA, the New Yorkers for Equal Transportation Access.
The New Yorkers for Equal Transportation Access helped organize the demonstration at City Hall. Got
Right,
it.
that's
Okay, good.
right,
They did
that's
a
right.
great job, and they had people, and you even got some shots and video of this rally at City Hall on your website.
Oh yeah, I got to. And a new video was sent to me this morning. I mentioned earlier in the show, a very well produced video of where they went through all the video of the demonstration, okay, rally, whatever you want to call it, and put in all of the good talking points. And you haven't seen this video yet because I just put it up, okay? So.
Where is it? Just so I
It's
can
well,
follow
go
where it is.
go to the main page of the website, okay,
Right.
and click on where it says "Now playing Medallion Owners Rally at NY City Hall." Click to watch.
I'm clicking to watch.
Okay, it's that top video, the video that loads on the top. Okay,
Oh, there it is. Wow, okay, great.
that video, New York City Taxi and Disabled Activists Rally City Hall. Okay, that video was produced. I see Placida Robinson has her name up there. Okay, she's maybe one of the
She's
producers.
great. She's great.
She
She's very
is.
good, by the way.
She is. She is. She's excellent, and we need more of her. We do.
Yes, we do.
Okay, and I had no knowledge of who she was, but she was in another video. She's in that video that's also on the website, which is the now playing how if you go to the front page, how City of New York sold out taxi drivers and their families to Uber. Click to watch. Okay, if you watch that video, she's in there. Okay, I think I believe that's her Hollywood debut. Okay, all right. Okay, that's where I first saw her. Okay, and she's been very vocal, and she was at the meeting. On and she's the one on at the meeting last week that really let Mira Joshi know how she feels. Okay, she's the one.
A
Yeah,
star is
I
born,
know. No,
right?
I give her all the credit in the world because she said point blank, what she was thinking, and I couldn't agree with her more. If you're not going to give me what I paid for, okay, if the city of New York is not going to back me up for what they sold me. Give me back my money.
Thank you.
Okay?
Give us all back our
You
money.
know, if we go into Walmart, and buy something and we don't like the product, they give you your money back.
Right.
I have never had a problem with Walmart taking something back that I wasn't happy with. Okay? And if
And
you're,
this is
you know,
something.
let me just
Go
finish. And
ahead.
if you're going to pay $1 million or $900,000 or $800,000, whatever it is, if you're going to pay for the exclusive right to a street hail, that's guaranteed by the city of New York and the state of New York in writing as law, right? What's up with I don't have it anymore? You know? What is this?
Well,
What is this? We don't know exactly what that is. Okay,
I
that
got news, and I
yeah.
got news for you. Oh, because let me before I forget, it's the other thing that people don't understand. A lot of these cab drivers are in the jackpot financially because they bought taxi medallions that were sold directly from the city of New York. This wasn't some
They were
private
all,
sale.
Mike, they were all sold directly from the city of New York. It's just a matter of when they were sold. Was it sold in 1937? Yes. Those are the same medallions. Okay? So don't, some of them were sold later on, when they issued more in 2004, 2005, whenever that was. Okay? But they were all sold by the city of New York to people that wanted to buy this exclusive right. So it doesn't matter when it was sold, it just matters that it was sold.
That it was so. That's a good point.
Okay?
Well, I'll tell you, they had a lot of people. And you can see these are real people. These are like all walks, gender, races, from New York City, real New Yorkers who trusted the city, and they got double-crossed. And I want to know who double-crossed them. I want to know what the money chain is for this great double-cross. That one day you're selling medallions from the city to cab drivers, then the next day you let some company handing out cell phones get the exact same rights as you without buying anything. So one person's spending $1 million, the other person is getting a free cell phone, and they're both supposed to get equal rights on the streets of New York. That's a bunch of BS, man. That's nonsense.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah, and the other thing is, What about the cabbie? What about like a guy like me? I just want to drive. I had to go to hack license. I'm drug tested every year. I'm doing the right thing. I'm driving safely. And then I see some nut who doesn't even have to take a taxi driver test to get drug tested, to get fingerprinted, to get criminal background checks. You got to be kidding me. Who's the bag man or bag person getting the money to make this happen? That's what I want to find out. Because right now I think it's getting into criminal enterprise territory, and we have to start finding out who is breaking the law. Because we're not breaking the law. We're obeying the law.
You're right.
And we're getting put out of business for our trouble.
Mike, sooner or later, all of this will come out.
Right. I hope so.
Mark my words. All of this will come out. Okay?
It all comes out in the wash.
It all comes out. You're right. Okay? I'm right. You're right. Okay? And, you know, what more is there to say? Okay?
I guess the only thing we can say now is we'll see you next week.
Yeah, well, we're at our closing point, and Mike, we got to start doing our show once a week. Okay, I mean,
we're going to start doing the show once a week. Yes, we had our little.
Yeah.
You had a vacation. I had like a staycation. So everybody now we're on the same page. So we'll have our special 4th of July Independence show coming up this weekend.
Okay. All right. So. Thank you for tuning into the Mike and Abe Show, and you can hear more of us anytime we do a show, okay? And,
that's right.
And we'll be
when we do a show.
We'll try to do it more often, okay? I was away for a couple of weeks, and away was where you are in New York, okay?
All right. You know, the other thing is we were both sick. We had the throat crud that was going around for a month.
Yeah, but
I couldn't even talk, so don't blame me.
Okay, all right. But I wasn't sick. I was sick months ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you were out of town, so it was just we gave the world a break. But now I also want to thank you, world cab driving community, for making this little website now approaching our 100,000th view, which is insane.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of people. Website, my God. So we're very proud of that.
It's only 1,100 times.
Yeah.
But still. Yeah.
But, we'll be picking it up from here. So we got people watching and listening. So we're going to thank everybody for our success.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
All right, Mike, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, brother. Check out later. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, New York. And happy everything to everyone.
Uh-huh. That's what I say. Have a happy.
Exactly.
Okay, bye.
Have a happy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.